Hey there, Ariana here.
Hey, Jamal is in the room.
You are listening to Classes in Session. We made it.
We here.
So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for talking about it. Thank you for all of that. So this episode is just going to be an introduction to the podcast, an introduction to us, and how we got started. So again, I'm Ariana. From a small town in Alabama. I actually graduated from UA, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide!
I would say that I'm a small town girl with big dreams.
Okay, J. Cole. Yep. Hey, Cole.
Yep. So professionally, I'm an auditor, but in my free time, I like to craft. I like hiking. I like traveling. I like shopping online, of course, thanks to COVID. And I also like deep couch sitting.
Deep couch sitting. I think it's more of a lay, but okay. You can have it.
I'm also in love with living my fairy tale. My fairy tale that I planned since I can remember. But that's all I'm going to tell you for now, because as you continue to listen to our episodes, you'll learn more. Now over to my co-host.
Okay, again, I'm Jamal. I'm from the same small place in Alabama that she's from. I went to UA as well.
Roll Tide.
Of course, she tried to follow me there just like she followed me there.
Not at all.
If you're keeping up with me. And I would just say with me, laid back, inside sales, my profession, love helping people with whatever I can that won't hurt me, of course. And that is it. But let's get back. What is Class in Session?
So Classes in Session is a podcast that's sharing real life experiences. We're going to share good times, bad times, embarrassing moments, funny moments, all the while teaching a lesson that could hopefully help you out there listening in the future.
Okay.
So you're going to hear personal experiences from the both of us, as well as any special guests that we have come on. And this podcast is, to sum it up, it's like a box of chocolates.
All right, Ari Gump.
You never know what you're going to get.
All right.
So how did it start, babe?
So when we were watching the car, we was talking about how I could help the younger generation, mainly in our hometown, but not limited to, because, of course, everyone can learn from others' experience.
Right.
A wise man told me that there's two or three type of people in this world. One is someone who learns from their own experiences. Two is someone who learns from the experiences of others. And three, someone who doesn't learn.
Uh-oh.
And so out of this and many previous small talks that led to the birth of a different podcast, shout out to Mirror Mentality. You all should go check that out.
But wait, not right now. Don't check it out yet. Anyways, before that talk, I had been listening to various podcasts, like true horror stories, all the way to a group of guys having barbershop talk. I mean, I don't know what barbershop talk is, but I could only imagine. And that's what I was listening to. So my first thought was, I could do that. I could be a voice. I want to tell stories that people can listen to and get a laugh from, or even learn something from. So I knew I wanted to do it, but I had no clue on how to start. Like, I didn't know what the topics would be about. I didn't know, like, what my base station was. So I thought, like, okay, I could talk about my career. But, not sure everybody wants to hear about auditing.
Yeah, no.
I could talk about that fairy tale life that I'm in love with.
No.
It could get a little mushy, so.
They'll think you're bragging.
I could talk about crafting, but it's kind of hard to talk about it and then not show it off after you got your finished product.
Do both.
Or I could talk about my hilarious family. That's kind of weird sometimes.
They're both.
So with all of these things in mind, I just began to write down topics. I would, you know, sit there doing our work from home stages and talk to Jamal about, like, oh, we could talk about this. I remember when I did this. Somebody could learn something from it.
Oh, I had a dream about this last night. So, oh, it haunts me. Don't let somebody else go through it. That was me, by the way, guys.
So I began to take little notes about all the different experiences I've had and him, about the dreams he's had. Just wondering if there was somebody else that's out there that's going through the same thing that could hopefully learn from our experiences. Like, could I help them? And then for the people that we bring on the show, the experiences that they've had, could they help me?
Of course.
So with all these things coupled with my talent, I figured I could lay it all out there. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Do you know what movie that's from?
Jesus.
So what could I call this big, great idea that I've had? I wanted to include my experiences, of course, but I haven't been through everything. So I needed other people's input. So that's what friends are for. So I brought this idea first to my husband.
That's me.
And he was all in. He thought it was a great idea.
Very supportive.
He was so supportive that he decided to join. So boom, right there, the experiences that I would be willing to share doubled.
Tripled with my experiences.
And now, like, I could talk about things and have a guy's perspective on it.
The guy perspective.
So next up was my sissy. I texted her and was asking her some random questions about life. And I know she was like, what in the world is Shaquille talking about? What is she up to now? But anyway, she was in. At the end of the day, she was in. She would be willing to share a story or two that she is sure that could help somebody. She's been through a whole lot, so I'm pretty sure somebody out there could definitely learn something from her. So boom, there's even more things that I could share on this podcast. So at that point, I knew, like, it was on. So I kicked it into second gear, and it's been up from there. So we just summed up how our podcast was formed. And it could be referenced to anything you want to go after in life. Like, if you have an idea about something, don't give up on it. I wrote down my ideas about a podcast. You could do the same. It's your life. Do what makes you happy. If you have an urge to do something, anything, just get your ducks in a row and go after it.
Okay, so here's the layout. During each episode, we'll give you a story. We'll talk about the lessons we learned and then challenge you to make better decisions based on our experiences, and we'll call that homework. Homework from today's show will be to write down one thing that's been on your mind, one thing that you have been waiting or want to accomplish, similar to how we deal with this podcast. Start out with a plan, get input from those who will support you, and take the necessary steps to put your plan in motion. And whenever it comes to a plan or a goal, I always say, set your end goal, but set small goals along the way so you can check them off, make sure you're still going in the right direction, because sometimes the end goal can be so far down the road or so far fetched, it's not visible to you right now. Like, let's say you want to lose 20 pounds. You lose 2 pounds in 2 weeks, you may feel like, man, I'm so far from 20. I only lost 2 pounds. But if you set it up where, hey, every 2 weeks I want to lose 2 pounds, you're right on goal. So just small things like that can make a big difference whenever you're setting goals or things that you want to accomplish.
Right. And smaller goals could call for many celebrations.
There you go. Hey, everybody want to celebrate.
2 pounds.
Whoop, you know, whoop. I'm going down, not going up. So that's a celebration in itself. And so just small things like that can make life so much fun, can make life so much purposeful. And so you guys stay along for the ride, and we have plenty of things to share with you as we go forward.
You are dismissed. Thanks for listening. Peace.